Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. Our guest on today's program is Kevin Kelly, senior maverick at Wired Magazine. He co-founded Wired in 1993 and served as its executive editor from its inception until 1999. He is also editor and publisher of the Cool Tools website, which gets 500,000 unique visitors per month. From 1984 to 1990, Kelly was publisher and editor of the Whole Earth Review, a journal of unorthodox technical news. He co-founded the ongoing Hackers Conference and was involved in the launch of The Well, a pioneering online service started in 1985. He authored the best-selling New Rules for the New Economy and the classic book on decentralized emergent systems, Out of Control. His most recent book is What Technology Wants. Kevin, welcome to Edgewise.
It's my pleasure being here. Thanks for having me.
Now, many people look to technology-driven innovations to spur job growth and reduce the burgeoning ranks of unemployed. But don't rapidly advancing technologies such as industrial robotics and superfast computers actually contribute to the growing unemployment numbers?
They contribute to the loss of jobs, which would be horrible if it weren't for the fact that they're also the main instrument of new job growth. Old jobs disappear at a slightly smaller rate than new jobs appear when they are allowed to using new technologies. So most of the jobs that all of us are doing are made possible by the technologies of communication and production, factories. Mm-hmm. That's going to be true for the whole world in the coming century. Robots and computers are going to automate many of the old jobs and they'll disappear. But all of the new jobs are being facilitated and made possible by technology as well.
In an article you wrote about a year ago for the New York Times Magazine, you say that before you can master a device, program, or invention, it will be superseded. You will always be a beginner. Get good at it. What do you mean by that?
It's almost a cliche now that whatever you're being taught in school is not what you're going to confront in a job. Whatever programming language you're taught in school, you certainly won't be working in because we'll have moved on from that by 4 or 5 years. And that's increasingly not only true for computer people and software people, but for everybody.
Right.
Even the highest paid occupations or the most popular occupations are going to change in 5 to 10 years. The highest paying jobs, the most lucrative positions of the next generation have not been invented yet. So an essential survival skill is learning how to learn, spending your time becoming good at mastering new things, and understanding that you shouldn't get too upset where something that you have mastered is no longer important, because that's just the nature of the society that we're moving into.
Which raises the question, how should we teach people how to learn?
Scientists and educators know quite a lot about how people learn, but the last socialistic, Soviet-style industry we have in America is education. It's very much modeled on a factory. It's like mass production, mass entertainment. It's of the old era.
So how do you address that?
We have examples of the Khan Academy and even the University of Phoenix and others showing that there can be a different way of educating many people at once. Mm-hmm. The custom and homeschooling movements show what can be done with personalized education. It may take a couple decades for this shift to entirely happen, but there's no doubt that the current system is not working for even the best students, and it's a total failure for the worst students.
Right.
This is going to be a cultural upset as we start to implement some of the things that we know about how people really like to learn and try to make them the standard. It's going to be a very rough business. There's going to be lots of displacement, lots of hurt feelings, and lots of failures as well.
Do you foresee a time in the not-so-distant future when humans will be managed on the job by some type of artificial intelligence?
Not in the near future. The kinds of jobs that are going to be displaced first by computers and robots are any job that can be measured by productivity. Mm-hmm. If you have a job that can make it into a statistical abstract in terms of productivity, the amount of X produced per hour, that is a job that's going to be taken up first by computers and robots. Productivity is for robots. humans should be doing things that almost look like you're wasting time, that are very inefficient, that are not being optimized.
Yeah.
A lot of oversight often looks like that. Mm-hmm. It's like the person's not doing anything. They're musing. They're hanging around. It looks like they're not really being very productive. But that's the kinds of jobs that we're going to have, which entail exploration rather than exploitation. Robots and computers do exploitation. They optimize. And we're going to do the things that are hard to optimize.
Now, in the book, you discuss this idea of the hacker mentality. Do you see the hacker mentality permeating all types of jobs and industries, even those not directly related to technology?
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on that?
It is a type of exploration of design solving. In that sense, culture is increasingly going to become more hackish, and a lot of our activities could be viewed as hacking things,
right?
Exploring them to see how they work, and then fiddling with them to discover better how they work, and then making things that are new in a rapid prototyping sense.
Mm-hmm.
That quality will permeate even things that we don't normally associate with hacking, like economics and government and health. Well, we'll have health hacks and government hacks and economic hacks. This is part of what I call the third culture.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are we talking about there?
There was a distinction of the two cultures made by C.P. Snow 50 years ago or more, and he said there was the humanities, and then there was science. And I see this third culture, and this third culture is nerd culture, it's hacker culture, it's global, it revolves around technology rather than just science.
Mm-hmm.
The way hacker nerd culture works is that you make something to discover the truth rather than just reflect on it, which is how the humanists do it, or test it, which is how science does it.
Hmm.
You uncover the truth about intelligence, for example, not by philosophizing about it, not by doing experiments on it, but by trying to create an artificial intelligence, by making something. This is very much part of this growing third culture.
Kevin, do you have any observations about the role that technology has played in recent social and political movements, most notably the Arab Spring or the Occupy Wall Street movement?
These are indirectly being propelled by technology. All the other things that technology is doing, primarily urbanization,
mm-hmm.
is the prime cause.
Right.
Twitter and the social media are facilitators that allow it to fruit, but they're not really causing these things. In the West here, Occupy Wall Street is a response to the larger scale pressures of automation and loss of jobs, the complete disembodiment of the financial system into high-level movement of financial instruments that are very hard and complex for anybody to understand.
Sure.
There is the shift in income distribution, which will only continue to grow. That's the main tectonic pressures. The use of the social media to illuminate it is part of the story, but not the main story.
We've been speaking to Kevin Kelly, author of What Technology Wants. Kevin, thanks for being with us on Edgewise today.
Thanks, and it was my pleasure being here.
Do you understand the complexities of the coming GAAP to IFRS changeover? AMA's new seminar explores these new guidelines by examining actual financial statements prepared in accordance with IFRS and comparing the principal differences between them and United States GAAP. By taking this seminar, you will not only become familiar with IFRS, but you will be significantly ahead of the pack when the changeover occurs. For more information, visit amanet.org and type 1238 into the search box. We'd love to get your feedback on today's program. You can either email us at podcast@amanet.org or call 800-697-3406. Your comments may become part of a future program. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.